Well, congratulations are in order to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They have welcomed their first child. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a boy. The new baby is Queen Elizabeth's 8th great-grandchild and the 7th in line to the British throne. The royal baby boy was born at 5:26 a.m. Monday morning, weighing in at 7 pounds and 3 ounces.
I ain't get none of that when I was born. The royal baby boy is here. My daddy went this big lip bastard.
He just like that.
Set up in here, man. No good in hell. Well, we wasn't trying to have no more damn kids.
Oh, yeah, because you're the baby of how many brothers and sisters?
I was 5 of us, but was 5. But I mean, this don't make no sense, though, man. So no, I ain't getting none of this hint. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about they baby all morning long either.
Prince Harry told reporters yesterday, how any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support from everyone out there. It's been amazing. The new royal parents will likely share the name of their baby boy tomorrow. That would be Wednesday, of course. When
it's
going to
be a regular
official
name. It ain't going to be like no hood name.
No,
Darcelius or nothing like that.
No. Dante.
Oh, hell no. Demetrius. Be none of that.
Dontarius.
Jacquez.
None of that.
It ain't finna be none of that.
No. Peter is what we looking for.
Or George or Louis.
George.
You know.
Thomas.
Yeah.
William.
Yeah. James. Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah. Anybody in the
Bible. Henry. Henry is going to be big, Steve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, they're going to... Oh, yeah, like King
Arthur.
Yeah,
all their names be real square.
It's just one syllable.
Well, anyway, they're going to probably name the baby tomorrow or make their official name. All right, so guys, yesterday, House Democrats moved closer to holding Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. A second possible confrontation looms as Democrats discuss a possible contempt citation for Donald McGahn, President Trump's one-time lawyer. According to multiple Democratic officials, the former White House counsel, a major figure in special counsel Robert S. Mueller's investigation into whether Trump obstructed justice, faces a Tuesday deadline, which is what? Today, to turn over 36 types of documents subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee, most relating to Mueller's nearly two-year probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Yeah?
Now, they might be able to do something to Barr. Because he did lie on the stand. But all this trying to get Trump's tax form, he's not going to do it.
He's not going to get at
it. He's not going to do it.
If he hasn't done it
now. And I don't
even
give a damn no more. He's the least of our worries. This country is allowing too much to go unchecked. That if it were any, if Barack Obama had done any of this.
Oh, speak on it.
Any of this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Any of this.
He would have been impeached.
Yeah.
Any
all
of this.
Any of
but they sit up here and they make concessions for this guy, excuses, allotments, and the morality in the White House is about as bad as I've ever seen it. To me, this is worse than Nixon. At least Nixon just went on and lied about Watergate and what it was.
And he resigned,
But this dude here, man, that ain't what he doing. He doing way more. Everybody he bought into the White House in jail. Michael Cohen went in yesterday.
Yesterday. He started a 3-year sentence, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the national news, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.